Because, Jill, I think I understand something about the Christian context that you come from. I think you're probably a believer that we don't really have enemies, that we love our enemies, as advocated by Jesus, actually, and Paul. So I don't think you think of us and them. On the other hand, there definitely are people in our country and in our city who will think us and them. Have you experienced that? Have you found people being willing to give up us and them and find the we that includes all of us?
People might hear my response as being a bit naive, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with believing that our journey together is to find the Christ in one another, to find that piece of you when we are in deep disagreement that I can love, that I can say yes to that part, because that means you and I can continue to work together. There are people who feel that the only tool that's effective is a bully pulpit, where you denigrate the other person or you bash them or attribute negative qualities to that person or their position. I just have no time for that. I don't think that's valuable. I don't think it informs us in any way. I don't think it strengthens our community. All of our voting public is smart enough to recognize there's two sides to every issue. We need to share information. We need to say, why do I think this is good? Why do I think this is going to advance our community? And stay there. Stay in that part of the argument. Because by sharing what I think is good about my perspective and listening for what I think is good about your perspective is what is going to connect us. It's going to build relationship. It's going to strengthen our community. And that's what brings us forward. It's not spending a lot of money. It's not spending a lot of time denigrating one another, which only separates our factions and prevents us from bringing resources together. I don't think it's a good political tool. I don't think it's a good interpersonal tool.
I agree with everything you just said about the purpose, direction, the means. And that still doesn't answer my question, which is, I think there are people who do believe that's just fine, the bully pulpit. And I'm wondering if you've run into those folks.
I have seen their comments. I have only had one comment directed at me personally, and it was so benign that I felt kind of fortunate to have, okay, you know, I'm going to be okay. I've had that moment, and I'm going to be okay with it. Right after I was elected, there was a Facebook post calling me out on a progressive stance and saying, please don't bring up sanctuary cities, which was not something I ran on. Was not something that's really coming out in our community. So I thought, wow, this is the way it's going to be, is there's going to be these Facebook posts coming from people you don't know that aren't in communication with me. And later on during the year, I had an opportunity to work with this individual. We have a working relationship. So again, yeah, there are people out there. There are people that have been active in the campaigns that I see both written and social media posts that I don't disagree with, but I'm not going to join that conversation. I'm going to rise above that conversation.